Not that I would advise going back and listening to the old ones, of course, but they are still there. But a lot of other things have changed as well. When I started, podcasting wasn't new anymore, but it wasn't terribly old either. It'd only been going for a few years. And among the people who I listened to back in those days when I started, who started well before me, were still recording, are John Ong, the Feast of Fun boys, who at that point were called Feast of Fools, and Paul from Archer Radio. They're all still going. Now, Big Fatty was recording before I was. That show was called Little Fatty Cast, and he's now recording on his own. So he is technically still around, but it is a different show. But a lot of other people have gone over the years. Not a lot of have come and gone, too, for that matter.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, Big Fatty, he is technically still around, but not that I would advise going back and listening to the old ones, of course.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2931 of the BFO for Wednesday the 24th of April 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Gus Chan. He must have unsubscribed. Hello, Corruptus Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Corruptus today. Y'all, you know why you're Corruptus? No, Big Fatty, why? Y'all, Sam in the hinterlands, she accused me of corrupting her because y'all, she started watching the Big Brother app and the Survivor and the Big Run, and y'all, she's enjoying it. And she says that I have a way of corrupting Big Fatty. You can say that again. Just wait if she ever sees the special chair, Big Fatty. And y'all, the roller coaster continues. Y'all, shortly after I recoded and bounced, Big Fatty, how do you bounce? I don't know. That's something the old gal used to do. And posted juicy little show. Y'all, I get messages. My sister-in-law was at the El Hospital with my mother, which we all know is Mexican for mother. Big Fatty, you pulled a fast one on us there. You did. I did. And y'all, she said that my mother was sitting up in the chair and was eating chicken pot pie, and then got up and walked over and looked out in the hallway and walked into the toilet. Big Fatty, I assume she had assistance. She did. So y'all, things have gone from comatose to you know that's what she did was the equivalent of running a marathon, as far as I'm concerned. But, Tuesday morning, the doctor came by, and y'all, the fluid is out of her lungs now. And, so, y'all, the plan was that she was going to be released back to the assisted living on Tuesday. Now, y'all, that hadn't happened as I'm recording this, so who knows? Who knows? But y'all, so many people sent such just beautiful little notes and messages to Big Fatty. Y'all, evidently, the Flopfo, someone had cut up some onions in his can this morning, and you better check for those onions before you go driving around. But y'all, anyway, who knows what I'll have to tell you tomorrow? Yes, Big Fatty. especially happy today, y'all. I've got to say, I feel better today than a thousand times better today than I did yesterday. Anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, I got all those messages about my mother and everything, and y'all, that's not to say that there are not still struggles going on, because evidently she was a little ornery last night about wanting to get up and go to the toilet and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, that's just never good. And they were looking for extra strength Tylenol to knock her out so she could go to sleep and leave everybody's mind at ease. You know, she's on that bed alarm thing and it kept going off. So anyway, moving on, y'all, I had for my supper, I finished up the poke that I had cooked on the grill. And y'all, believe it or not, there was no Big Fatty. Shouldn't you play that bumper? Okay, let's play the bumper.
It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Dick.
Christ,
and, oh,
I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Yes!
Isn't there a bag of groceries that needs delivering?
How about stand-up comedy?
Taxi that needs driving?
Oh!
Unbelievable.
Oh, well, y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the Colon Content Report bumper. Yes, Big Fatty, never used, but never could. Totally original. Yeah, it's true. And y'all, I had that poke that I cooked on the grill. Y'all, there was no explosive sharding. Big Fatty. So, y'all, who the hell knows? Maybe it's just nerves with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, is probably just nerves. And so, y'all, I had my supper and everything. And y'all, I sat on the porch for a little while last night. It was just lovely. Just lovely sitting on the veranda of the villa. And y'all, then I went out to the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, there was a postcard in there, and y'all, it is from Miss Bacon, and y'all, on the front of it, it says, come see us at the job fair, the Department of Labor and Regulation in Aberdeen. Yes, Big Fatty, that's Nidrabah spelled backwards, it's true. Y'all, the post office is hiring, and Miss Bacon writes on this postcard, she says, hey, Big Fart, come get a job. Wait, the date may pass. Hope all goes well with the Hatterina, but thoughts your way today, Fart. Heart Bacon. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. The 25th. No, it hadn't passed. That's tomorrow is the 25th. So, Big Fatty, maybe we got time to drive up there. No, probably not. Anyway, y'all, starting pay $13.13 to $17.78 an hour. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is not all that was in the villa mailbox. Y'all, I had gotten a message that there was a package coming, but y'all, I thought, Big Fatty, y'all, I thought that it was my Harry's shaving subscription service. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm sneezing my nose off, Big Fatty. But y'all, that was in the post office box. But y'all, there was also another package, and I think it is from that Lesbeterian. No, y'all, it is from Burley's Shirts and Rough Studio. So y'all, we're just gonna open this up right here and see what we got. Oh, Big Fatty. Let's just see. No, there doesn't seem to be anything in. Oh wait, no, there is something right here. It says. Oh, Big Fatty, it's from Durwood. It is It is from Durwood. How about that? And y'all, it's from the Burley Shirts. And we're just going to open it up right here. Durwood, what are you doing buying me a shirt? And let's just see what it says on here. And y'all, it is a logo. It is a logo. I love it, Durwood. I love it. And y'all, oh, it's a logo. It's very, very official looking. And it is from the Prince Albert Society since 1825. It's the International Brotherhood. Be Fanny. Oh, Durwood. You're a piece of work. Yes, Big Fanny, a piece of work. Durwood, thank you so much. And y'all, I'll put a picture of the t-shirt and of the hiring postcard. So in case any of you want to go to the Nitrobar spelled backwards hiring event, but y'all may have to wear that out to the Dudley Do-Rights this weekend. Yes, Big Betty. But anyway, y'all. What was I saying? Y'all got in bed kind of early. I was a little tired, you know, had been on that roller coaster. And I did do an evening nipple walk as well. I should have mentioned that. And y'all, again, I've got two different pedometers on my cellular telephonic device. And y'all, one of them told me I had over 10,000 steps, and the other one told me I had about 6,000. So y'all, I had over 10,000 steps. Oh, over 10,000 steps, y'all. I fell asleep okay, and woke up about 3:30, I guess it was probably about 11 p.m. in the evening when I finally fell asleep, or maybe a little before that, but y'all woke up about 3:30 a.m. in the morning and got up to go TT. Big Fatty, do you need to? No, it's not my bladder. I don't have a bumper for the bladder report. It's just the cold. Okay. and y'all came back and just fired up the grin doctor and and I just said, no, I want to go back to sleep. So y'all, I went back to sleep and got up Tuesday morning and made my bed and fixed the coffee and had me another slice of my quiche. I only got one slice left. Yes, Big Fatty, you cut it into four pieces. I did. And and I won't be having that today, Wednesday, because, y'all, I'm off to the doctor. And, y'all, they're going to do blood work and everything. I'm just going to have my black coffee so that I'll have another colonic discharge. Yes, Big Fatty, you want to look good on those scales. Y'all, by the way, I was at 148.5 or something this morning. So y'all, I was very pleased with that. And trying to eat really well and get out and nipple walk before I go see the doctor so that I'm, you know, a little more in routine than I was when I was over visiting my mother. But y'all, as I was drinking my coffee and playing the words with friends, y'all, I get the phone call and y'all, the tire for old Ruby Red had come in. And y'all, this was much earlier. They told me it'd probably be about noontime. Y'all, I think this was about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I put on my pants. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always best to wear pants when getting your tires rotated. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. But anyway, went up and they put the new tire on old Ruby Red. And y'all, the man, he was very nice. He says, I have given you a 10% discount since you've had to come up here so many times. Y'all, I went up to the place four times in the past 2 days. So he gave me a 10% discount on the new tire. So I was very, he didn't have to do that. But y'all, it was just a random act of kindness. And y'all, I thoroughly appreciated it. And y'all, maybe you can go do a random act of kindness for for someone. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, then I got back here to the villa, and y'all went for my morning nip walk. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot here over here. Y'all, it's supposed to, I think today it's supposed to go to 89 or 90 degrees here in Charleston. Big Fatty. And y'all, when I was on my nipple walk, I saw the guy that did the power washing of the villa, you know, a couple of months ago now. And y'all, he was going to come back and sand down and stain the front porch and the back porch of the villa. But y'all, we didn't want to do it during pollen season or while the leaves on the oak tree were falling. But I saw him and he says, I hadn't forgotten about you. And I said, it's no problem. You're the expert on this. And when you have the time, and it's the right conditions, you know, it'll be right there waiting on you. And so that was nice. And y'all, he's hot. Y'all, speaking of hot, that Hendrick, y'all, do you know Hendrick? He goes to the Pride 48 coming again this year. Y'all, I'm trying to get him to go to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend at the Metropolis Energy Complex, but we'll see if that works out. But he is coming to Nolens, y'all. By the way, we had another problem selling out rooms for the Nolens event, but y'all, that has been remedied. So if you've been trying to make your reservations, head on over there now. And y'all, Eva, this is an excellent problem. We've sold them out. We've sold out our block twice now. So y'all, it looks like we're going to have quite the crowd there this year. So y'all, if you don't miss out, yes, Big Fatty, you can wear your Prince Albert Society t-shirt there. I could. Anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Did my nipple walk, came back and got my share. And y'all, then I did sit on the veranda again, and y'all it's just nice sitting out there, and I've got that nice fan out there. And I did not see a lovely Sebastian, Hendrick. Hendrick wants me to send him pictures of Sebastian, but y'all, be damned if I've got one. So anyway, I think we need to get Hendrick over here to the villa, and that will maybe entice Sebastian to come over and compare tattoos and speak Mexican to each other. Yes, because it'd be lovely. But anyway, and y'all, then I've just been here. Oh, y'all, I cooked a turkey bazoom y'all, I didn't use the instant pot. I just put it in the oven because y'all, it was still frozen, but the direction says you could go from freezer to oven, and y'all, there's a boneless turkey breast, so I'm having that for my supper with some vegetables. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day here in Fat Acres. And y'all, all in all, it's not been a bad day. Oh dear, Gussie, it's not been a bad day. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, one of my gentlemen callers hit me up on the dating apps, and y'all, it looks like he may be coming by to see Big Fatty tonight. In fact, let's just look here, y'all. Send me a textimonium whenever you're free. I have no plans tonight, and he says I will. And so y'all, who knows? There may be a Big Fatty, squeaky gentleman caller's been in a coma. He has, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Arthur from down there in the future. And Arthur, what would you like to tell folks about the BFO?
Now, Big Fatty, he is technically still around, but not that I would advise going back and listening to the old ones, of course.
Oh, Big Fatty, those old episodes are just as bad as all these new ones.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.